avid TikTok users will surely recognize the viral Dubai chocolate bar. Stuffed with pistachio-flavored phyllo dough, this tempered chocolate bar has been enjoyed across the world. And, Wednesday night, was also enjoyed by over 40 Northwestern students. The evening had two distinct parts. The beginning was a presentation by Northwestern's Materials Science Club, who taught attendees about the scientific processes that occur when chocolate is tempered, complete with diagrams. As the evening went on, the bakers from Northwestern's Cookology Club took over, working with the student attendees to make the tasty treats. This event was the brainchild of McCormick Jr. Emma Sellen, co-president of both Cookology and the Materials Science Club.
Like, huge interest in mine, like the intersection between like cooking and baking and science, like food science is a really interesting field to me. So I was just like kind of threw the idea out there to do like collaboration between like the two clubs that I'm like heavily involved with.
The materials science presentation was no quick explanation either. Instead, students from the Materials Science Club read journal articles for explanations of tempering chocolate. Tempering is a process of heating and cooling chocolate to form a shiny product. For example, most candy bars sold in stores are tempered. They also looked at diagrams of the structures themselves throughout different phases of the tempering process. McCormick Jr. Hayden Williams worked on this presentation and praised materials science for the taste benefits of tempered chocolate.
But not a lot of people know the science behind how chocolate is made and how you can actually manipulate that through tempering in order to make chocolate taste better and have better properties.
Williams explained that the texture of tempered chocolate is entirely different from a block of chocolate that you might buy at a store. But the science of baking doesn't stop there. There are aspects of science intertwined in baking from beginning to end. As Sellen and Williams both explained,
a lot of people say baking is a science.
Baking is a science, and a lot of that science is material science.
There's definitely so many like different types of variables that you have to consider when you're baking. For example, like your oven temperature, kind of like how the heat is distributed in the oven.
How they vaporize when you put things in the oven, like baking soda and baking powder.
Science definitely like informs like a lot of the decisions that you make during baking.
For Weinberg sophomore Rohan Tayur, this wasn't simply a matter of science, but of sharing both a passion and a useful life skill with others.
By baking and teaching people to bake here, it's like if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, they're fed for the rest of their life. They now can feed themselves good desserts for the rest of their lives, and they can also help nurture others with the skill.
And it's not just great life skills that attendees walk away with. In many cases, attendees at Cookology events are heading to their first event with the club. McCormick Jr. and Cookology co-president Reese Yohn always enjoys seeing the friendships that form when cooking or baking with one another.
And I have to go like start conversations, and then by the end of the lessons I'm going around and I'm intruding in conversations because everyone's already talking, everyone knows each other, and it's just so beautiful to see people like come together around food.
For WNUR News, I'm Gabe Shumway.